It's now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show here on 1320 KLWN and bring in today's host, and that is Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Good morning. We each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Sue Hack, the Executive Director of Leadership Lawrence. Well, I want to talk a little bit about history, but, you know, full disclosure, I was in the Leadership Lawrence program this last year. What we understand is the best class ever.
That's what you keep telling us. Yes. And we have a photograph to prove it.
That's right. So, Sue, I want to talk a little bit about your history, though, first. I mean, you've been a part of our community for a long time, but how, you know, what is your background and how did you get to Lawrence?
Sure. Well, I grew up moving quite a bit because my father was with Monsanto. And so we moved from the East Coast to the Midwest, to the West Coast, back to the East Coast, and then eventually landed in St. Louis. And that's where I went to junior high and high school. And then came to KU. I do not recall an epiphany that told me the University of Kansas was going to be where I needed to be. My father had great dreams that I would go to Rice or something like this because he was a chemical engineer.
Okay.
When he looked at where my SAT scores were and where the admitted class was, I wasn't quite on that list. So his dreams of my following in his
footsteps.
Right. Oops. Yeah. And I knew that the University of Missouri was kind of like a second Webster Groves High School, which is where I went. So I with several friends, really said, well, let's go to the University of Kansas. And at that point, I'm going to date myself. I mean, I graduated in 1965, but out-of-state tuition was $434 a month. So
you mean a semester.
I mean, a semester, right. And my housing was like $100 a month. Yeah. So, you know, things being relative. But so I came here, and I never thought I would end up living in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I knew much about it. It was a place that the university existed, but ended up marrying Al Hack, a Lawrence kid, and got a job at South Junior High teaching seventh grade what they called Common Learnings, which is English and Geography. And I did that for a while. And then my major was social studies. So my thought was I was going to eventually teach high school, but once I started teaching junior high, I just loved it. And went part-time when my children were born. We have two kids, Brian, who is just about to turn 34. He and his wife live in Austin.
Wow.
And Anne, who's 32, and she lives in Denver, they're both fabulous places to visit. And so I was able to go part-time, which meant that I moved to several different junior highs. So eventually I taught in all four junior highs and finished in spring of 2002 at Southwest. Al and I had an interesting interlude in that we were separated and divorced for 3 years. But we were fortunate enough to get back together. And
that's
so,
wonderful.
You know, during that time, I made the decision that I was going to run for city commission. So I ran for the city commission in the spring of 2001 and was elected, served as vice mayor the first year and mayor the second year, and then served the two additional years and then decided to run again. And Al and I were remarried in the spring of 2001. And so I had been the class of 2000, which also says it was the best class, but it's ancient history compared to 2012. So I graduated from Leadership Lawrence, and I was so thrilled to get to take that class because it just taught me a lot of things about this community that I really thought I knew a lot about because I had been in so many of been in the schools, taught in different neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. But I really found that I had learned so much every time we had class. I was asked to volunteer to take over the director position when my predecessor resigned. And so I thought I would do that temporarily and ended up applying for the job and was hired in the spring of 2006.
Okay.
So that was my first class, was the Leadership Lawrence class of 2006.
Okay.
And then we're in the process of recruiting for the class of 2013.
Okay. Now, yeah. So you're recruiting for Leadership Lawrence. So you started with it. You were in the class of 2000.
Right.
Now, when did Leadership Lawrence start?
Leadership Lawrence, really, it was an idea that kind of generated in the spring and summer of 1982.
Okay.
And Don Volker, mm-hmm. Who we really look at as the founder, the primary founder of mm-hmm. Leadership Lawrence, brought the idea of a leadership program to the Lawrence Chamber. And he had been very involved in Leadership Kansas.
He'd been through a leadership program.
Okay. And he also was very much aware of Leadership Manhattan. And they already had a program. So we are a year younger than Leadership Manhattan.
But a lot better, I'm sure.
Oh, sorry to my Gay State fans. But yes, that's true. Yeah. And so Don brought this idea, and the whole idea was kind of built a lot on the Robert Putnam book, Bowling Alone, which is mm-hmm. that Lawrence, like all communities, really didn't lack for folks that were, at that point, where folks were stepping up and doing the United Way drive and, you know, being the deacon at the church and serving on volunteer
boards. Being involved.
Mm-hmm. But those people were getting basically worn out. I mean, mm-hmm. the same people were being asked to step up. And so the point of a leadership program at that point was to develop new folks in terms of leadership positions. And that's what Don's idea was. And he pulled together a really interesting group of individuals, about half of whom are still alive today. Hank Booth, Dolph Simons, mm-hmm. Shirley Martin Smith, Gene Milstead. Folks that were really just so very much engaged in this community and wanting to be see it, you know, progress and continue to thrive, and so it would be a good, great place to live, work, and play. And so they designed this program, and we graduated our first class in the spring of 1983. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Don Volker did not live to see that graduation. He died very suddenly of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's so sad.
And it is sad, you know, but the legacy of Don Volker continues mm-hmm. on, and in fact, we have the award named after him,
right.
Just in honor of his contribution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were awarded that this last year, if I recall.
Yes, I think I was the only one in the room who didn't know that was going to happen, but that was an incredible surprise.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were very proud of our sneakiness.
Oh, you were so sneaky. You were so sneaky. Yes, every time I was doing something, then either you or somebody else from the class or Darlene Lance would have to go clean up what I was doing to make arrangements for the two I thought were going to get it.
And the two people that were, Michelle Fowles and Patrick Kelly were both so great because they're both very deserving, as you
well
know.
Absolutely.
And those two, let's talk a little bit about the application process.
Sure,
I want to
talk
about how you organize these different days.
Right,
and the economic impact. We got a lot of things here.
You bet.
So the because your application deadline is August 2nd.
It's a week from today. 5 o'clock at the chamber.
Mm-hmm. And if people are really inspired by this conversation, they can go on online and download it.
And tell me about that website. If you're throwing the Don Volker back at me, I'm going to throw the website back at you.
We created a website to make sure that you were able to update and get all the information on that. But what we were doing is I was understanding when you're trying to recruit people mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. this, you're looking for people some of them are established mm-hmm, in the community. Mm-hmm. Some of them are a lot of them are looking for a way to become more involved.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Across economic backgrounds
Absolutely.
And different businesses.
Right.
It's pretty interesting. Is there a key to what you're looking for when you're looking through these applications? What do you guys look for?
I really don't think that we can pinpoint that one thing that stands out and you go, okay, check, this person is perfect for the class. We're looking for people who have potential, you know, to become in leadership positions in this community. People who, like you say, have an established track record. Our class last year ranged from mid-20s to 70. We had people who were small business owners, people who worked for large businesses, people who were in nonprofits, community volunteers, and a wide variety of people. That's the key, I mm-hmm. think, of what we look for, is we look for a group of people who will be energized and who have that potential to go out and make contributions to the community.
That's great. Now, but when I know that... So once they're selected, you have the selection, your selection committee. The program over the year, there's like how many? There's like nine different, ten different days.
I know these big things,
but just so people kind of have an understanding, each day you kind of you get committees together that plan off the different days. We have a list here of all the we have an education, a wellness, arts and media, government, social services, business and economic development. Civic civic responsibility. So those are the kind, and then a final retreat.
Then bookended by an opening and a final retreat. Let me. If you don't mind, I'm going to backtrack one second to the selection process. Once these applications are turned in, this selection committee, and it's an anonymous committee, so it's not a situation where people can go lobby. That's the hardest work, I think, that folks have to do, because they have to read a huge number of applications, and the applications are lengthy, and they're designed to really find out who you are on that piece of paper. And so we encourage people who have applied in the past who did not get selected to please try again, because a large number of people do not get selected. We will have more applications than we can have for our class of 35. So that, you know, that's it's hard, it's introspective, it takes some time. So if someone is considering doing it, you really don't want to start next Thursday morning. You need two letters of reference, you need 25 copies of the application and the references attached to them. So, and it's a hard job. It's a hard job. But then once we get the class selected, then we, and these committee, curriculum committees are working already this summer to get on with the days. So we can talk about how those are planned.
Yeah, so with the curriculum committees, because that's what I wanted to, was kind of talking about here after, so you've selected your committees. Now, who serves on these curriculum committees and how... How and why are these days designed?
Well, it is interesting, because just if we're talking just about the days themselves, those are pretty much the topics that have been part of Leadership Lawrence since it started.
Okay.
And so we have really held true to the mission that the founders had for Leadership Lawrence, that these were the topics that they felt were important. We have had Arts Day stand by itself. And then we added media to that, which is a nice blend. We've had healthcare and social services, and then a recreation piece. And so out of those three topics, we have come up with Social Services Day, which also includes the healthcare portion of it, and then Wellness Day, because wellness is so important right now. It's a big topic for conversation, and so we've last year was our first day first year with Wellness Day. And so we ask from our advisory board, and those are all Leadership Lawrence alumni chosen each year by the members of their class. We have a curriculum chair, and that's Brian Culver from People's Bank. And then we have a leadership competencies chair, and then we started that position new last year, and that's Patrick Kelly from Free State High School. And so those two people are responsible, along with me, in getting together curriculum committees. The committees are made up of volunteers, people who have done that day before in the past, and people who particularly wanted to do that particular topic. And sometimes we go out and recruit folks, but normally we have more volunteers than we can use. We have, if we have these 10 days with the 2 days of the retreat, we probably have 70 to 80 people who are volunteering to plan these days. And there's a ton of work that goes into each one. So that, we had a curriculum retreat in June, and there was some preliminary planning that went on. We have a group of facilitators who are doing their practice and their planning. And then we put all those pieces together for each day.
That's amazing. So let's we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the whole process and its impact.
Sounds good.
You're listening to the Lawrence Business Magazine Show. Right here are the news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. News and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine Show. And once again, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you. I'm here with Sue Hack, Executive Director of Leadership Lawrence. And I just want to make a personal observation. This last year, I was part of the leadership class of the 30th leadership class. And one of the things I think you guys did a fabulous job, because I have been through leadership things and different retreats when I worked in Los Angeles. Usually I would go to these things and they were so tedious and not a lot of fun. You were doing a lot of things that were very, so you did some little cute little things that's supposed to tell you, you know, give you stronger teamship mm-hmm. and teamship or whatever. And then also just felt like you were just there and you were getting a lot of your time mm-hmm. was being mm-hmm. wasted. What I was really impressed with what you guys, how you guys set this up with your curriculum and how you worked these things together was how planned out the days were. I granted that some things weren't always 100%, but sure. I never felt like people were wasting my time, that the people were, had put a lot of thought and effort into that, which I thought was really, I was very impressed with and really did really mm-hmm. enjoy it. And one of the things you guys were weaving into these things each day, we were talking about the competencies, right. with working with the leadership and the different areas. Now, how does that work? I mean, because when you're planning out, obviously you're thinking about these things.
Right,
how are you
right,
working those
right.
in?
Well, we have been so fortunate to have a wonderful relationship with the Kansas Leadership Center, and they have provided us with an abundance of training, not only for the folks on the advisory board, but people in the class have been able to go take advantage of that as well. And the Kansas Leadership Center has designed, and I will back up, it's an outgrowth, an organization from the Kansas Health Foundation. Kansas Health Foundation's mission is to make Kansas the healthiest state in which to raise a child. And they did a number of leadership things, but and there were some great activities and some fun stuff to do, but they were pretty much in isolation, kind of like what you're talking about. And so when they felt that was perhaps not really doing the job of helping people with their enhancing their leadership skills, through work with David Krislip in Boulder and Marty Linsky at Harvard, they designed the Kansas Leadership Competencies. And there are four of them, which is diagnose the situation, manage self, intervene skillfully, and energize others. And we weave those into the days. We do a brief introduction at the beginning, but we are purposeful in how we have organized the academic days, the curriculum days, as that is reflected within the leadership competencies, because there is a kind of an order that makes sense. Mm-hmm. For instance, one of the parts about diagnose the situation is that you, first of all, you have to know what the heck are we talking about? What is the daunting challenge that this group or organization is facing? And in order to do that, you want to decide whether it's a technical issue, which is kind of a quick fix, or an adaptive, mm-hmm. which obviously takes a lot more in-depth work. And what we do is we talked about the school closing situation and the mm-hmm. task forces. And so we had folks that came and talked about that, because a technical fix, if you believe that we have too many schools and the sizes are small and they don't serve enough students, the technical fix is close three of them. Mm-hmm. Boom. You know, that's a quick solution. Is that really a solution? And are there not more adaptive challenges to that issue? Mm-hmm. And so we take current issues, weave them into the academic portion of the curriculum portion of the day, and then also the overlay is the competencies. And then we continue to use those and use that language from the Leadership Center. And it's interesting to me to work with folks who have graduated from Leadership Lawrence in the last 2 years. We've really spent a lot of time on the competencies. Use that leadership language. Mm-hmm. Use words like, oh, I need to worry about manage self. I'm not doing a good job of addressing my triggers. And none of us do. You know, we know we're all a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But it's not Leadership Anytown USA. We mm-hmm. definitely spend a huge portion of our time talking about this community. But it isn't just Lawrence blah, you know. We want folks to come out of the program with a deeper understanding of the community and a much deeper understanding of themselves and how they fit and can contribute. What is your passion? How can you move something forward, mm-hmm. get other people on board with you. Mm-hmm. Marty Linsky has the best definition of leadership. It's disappointing people at a rate they can absorb. I think that is fabulous. And, you know, you kind of have to think about that because mm-hmm. the whole focus of KLC is to make progress on the daunting challenges. And God knows we've got a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But we also have so many great things in Lawrence, Kansas, and so much positiveness going
on. Yes, you have to focus on that, too.
That we really focus on that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't be true to myself or to the mission that the folks had who've started this and have been with it all along if we didn't focus a lot on the greatness of Lawrence, Kansas.
And, well, that's one thing, too, when you're talking about the positives, because the positives and then, I mean, you have to, everybody has to deal with the challenges.
Certainly.
I mean, and figuring out different ways to handle those challenges,
right.
Move your challenges forward, making sure you are, you know, assessing the situation correctly, that
correct.
You are not, you know, that you're not, your triggers or you know, mm-hmm. those things are not making you evaluate the situation incorrectly.
Right.
And evaluating things from other people's perspectives.
Right. Because you're not jumping in with a conclusion before you really even know what the problem
right.
is. And we're all guilty of that.
No, and I think that, as we all know, we deal a lot with that when we're looking at the Lawrence Journal World.
Certainly.
And reading things, you
mm-hmm.
know, on the blogs
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that have really short triggers
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
are not assessing
mm-hmm.
the situation.
Right.
But to address those, but at the same time, those are people a part of our community.
Absolutely.
And we need to address
Absolutely.
The bigger community. And a lot of the things, as we were talking about, this is part of the chamber
mm-hmm.
That we talk about growth
right.
and the economic impact of
right.
something like a Leadership Lawrence. What in the mission of Leadership Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
economic impact, how do you see that? How do you
sure.
see Leadership Lawrence economic impact on the city of
right.
Lawrence, on the
right.
community?
Right. Well, I feel that our responsibility is to make sure that when you leave and graduate from the program, you have an understanding how each one of these topical days contributes in some way, shape, or form to the economic development progress in this community.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you take education, you can think about from preschool and, you know, all the way on up to the University of Kansas, to Haskell and to Baker, because we're a Lawrence Douglas County program. If you think about all of those things, the contributions that education makes to this community, there is a huge economic development component in education.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we preparing people for the workforce from our school standpoint, but if you look at the economic impact of the University of Kansas and of Haskell, it's enormous for this community. I mean, we are, think about what we are without them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of the two prongs of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about social services, we talk about government, certainly we go through what are the economic impacts of government. But I think the day that really brings it all together is Business and Economic Development Day. And what we do is we build a case throughout the year for these programs, our wellness programs, education, social services, government, arts, media. How are all those things paid for? At the end of each one of the days, I think you have a better appreciation for the arts community, for the importance of media, you know,
mm-hmm.
and for the importance of education, for the importance of our local hospital and our social service agencies. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, if we have all these things and we value all these things, tax dollars pay for those. And the difference between a residential tax dollar and a non-residential tax dollar is huge. And,
yes,
and
it
so
is.
We
yeah.
talk a lot about
mm-hmm.
that. And it's not, I mean, there's a difference between education and indoctrination.
Yes.
I mean, I my hope is that when people leave Leadership Lawrence, that they have a broader understanding of the total community and that they appreciate the idea that we need to create primary jobs for people in this community so that they can support their families.
Let's talk to that.
Mm-hmm.
The primary jobs,
mm-hmm.
you hear, what is a primary job?
Sure.
I know that's a term that's thrown around a lot.
Right.
Let's define
right.
that
and
so people understand.
And I think there is a gray area mm-hmm. in primary jobs, but the classic definition is that primary jobs bring money into this community
mm-hmm.
from the outside as opposed to circulating. Probably the best example of a primary job would be ICL Performance Products. That wonderful company in North Lawrence, and they bring money into this community with their products. They sell their products to Pepsi and to food companies and to people all over the world, and that money comes into this community, pays those salaries of the people who work at ICL. Mm-hmm. Now, each one of those people then goes and shops at Dillon's or Hy-Vee, shops at Weaver's downtown, goes out to eat at 23rd Street Brewery, spends money at the mm-hmm. movie theater. Those create what we call secondary jobs, because those are jobs where the money is circulating around in the community. Mm-hmm. The data says that for every dollar that comes into the community from outside, it circulates seven times within the community. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to keep our dollars here at home, to mm-hmm. shop here, because you're helping, create those secondary jobs. And so mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time on that last day pulling those components together. I mean, mm-hmm. we are a Chamber of Commerce program, mm-hmm. and I am proud of the work of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud of the fact that I work for the Chamber. And so it is an organization that supports local businesses, and without them, Lawrence, there is no stay the same when you talk about a community. They either grow or they decline. And so we are looking forward to continuing to be a growing community.
Yeah, growing community. I've come from Western Kansas mm-hmm, where we have, mm-hmm. it's the opposite. You have a lot of shrinking communities. Sure. So when you have the ability to grow and to be a part of the conversation, I think that's one of the things, being in the classes, we had a lot of different opinions. I mean, we did
Absolutely.
Not agree.
No.
We had a lot of, but you do realize that you have common ground. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where people don't always go to quickly. They
right.
they stake out their ground.
Exactly.
And the other person, the different sides, and you have that usually a much bigger area in the middle that people don't realize is common.
And I think you're right. And that is one of the points of KLC. Talks about holding to purpose. Mm-hmm. And if your purpose is to enhance a community so that people can live, work, and play here, we may have different goals and strategies of how to get there. But I don't think there are very many people who wouldn't share that purpose. I mean, live, mm-hmm. work, and play. I mean, I don't want to live here. I don't want to work here. I don't want to play here. I mean, I really think if we can, as a community, continue to go back to purpose, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things we really stress in Leadership Lawrence. We may have different ways of getting there, mm-hmm. but let's see if we can hold to that purpose and then work through those other strategies and goals that we have to make those things happen. But you're right. I mean, we had a variety of opinions in the class, as we are supposed to. That's mm-hmm. what we look for. It would be very difficult to teach a class of 35 individuals who all march to the same drumbeat. Mm-hmm. Because there would be no enthusiasm, no excitement in the class. And I know, and we had some fabulous conversations, and people learned how to converse without alienating other people. And that's a skill, too.
It's definitely a skill. And we also, when you're talking about that, just go back, because there is controversy surrounding Leadership Lawrence, and it's generally... It's not, not a huge country, but I guess there's always people blogging, mm-hmm, saying mm-hmm. the indoctrination
sure,
thing, just trying to address those things, which are just, in my opinion, just, people making sweeping statements about
yes.
things that they're not aware of. And
sure.
and I guess what we were talking about with Jeremy Farmer, who's one of our, mm-hmm. is like making sure people, having those conversations face to face and talking about it instead of just going off and making assumptions.
Right.
You need to really try to understand.
Exactly. Yeah, and have those face-to-face conversations and come out from behind anonymous names, mm-hmm. on websites. And I that's one of the things that I think that we work on a lot with Leadership Lawrence. But there are also going to be people that are going to make assumptions based on no facts at all. And if you can't make a decision based on facts, then it's really not a decision that I think I worry about too much.
Yeah. So I think getting the facts out, having people have a face-to-face conversation
yeah.
is always a much better way to go.
We'll
come back with our face-to-face conversation
okay.
with Sue Hack here in a minute.
We'll continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show right here on 1320 KLWN. News and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, your host is Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Sue Hack, the Executive Director of Leadership Lawrence, and I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. It is also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And online, you can find out our next guest will be on the show. You can submit questions and comments for our guests at questions@lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So, Sue.
Put your name on it. There you go.
Put your name on it. I stole that from Jay Moore. But when we're talking about this stuff, you guys, all this is obviously people, when they apply, there's a fee for each of your your members. But you also have a lot of sponsors.
Yes, we do.
That now, are all these former, you know, Leadership Lawrence graduates?
Some.
So how does the sponsorship work, and how does that help the program?
Sure, sure. Well, the tuition, Leadership Lawrence, and most of the leadership programs within the state of Kansas have directors. They are people that are hired to do this. It used to be that that was done perhaps by a chamber staff person or someone within a foundation or someone with the county extension that houses some leadership programs within the state. And it was kind of an aside job. And Leadership Lawrence used to be organized that way. I would ask you to plan Government Day, and you would be responsible for finding your committee, finding your spot, finding the speakers, finding lunch, finding the after hours. You would do it all, and you would probably only do that once. You'd say, okay, that was plenty. And so it's been...
And then you have a lot of inconsistencies
exactly,
that way, too.
Exactly,
and
there's
think.
No continuation of competencies or how the curriculum... The first year that I did it, we didn't really have too many... we didn't have curriculum objectives because I came in so late into the situation. We did three different budget exercises. That class sort of had a handle on budgeting by the time we got through. And it's probably some activity you only need to do once. So having that executive director, I think, is important. But that bumps up the cost of it. Mm-hmm. We are right about in the middle. I looked a couple of years ago at Peer Cities. Our cost is $1,200 for the year. And that includes all the materials, meals, and a lot of the people get sponsored after hours. So that's included. But we do need sponsors, and we are so fortunate this year that our presenting sponsor for Leadership Lawrence for the whole class is Briggs Auto.
Oh, wow. That's
they,
nice.
They have been such an important part of this community and have stepped up to do so much good work, and we are thrilled that they believe in our program so much that they want to sponsor that. Capital Federal is sponsoring all of our alumni events and activities. Mm-hmm. Capital Federal has been the foundation. Capital Federal Savings has been a tremendous supporter of Leadership Lawrence. But we have individual support. We have company support, large and small companies. We have a lot of people restaurants have provided lunch. 23rd Street Brewery has been incredibly generous to us and has provided lunch for us for our alumni luncheon and then for the final retreat. We feed everybody well, I think I would say that.
Yes, it's been very nice.
Hy-Vee has been a tremendous sponsor. They provide gift certificates so we can go buy the food for snacks and for beverages and things like that. So there's just a lot of folks.
So the sponsor says, what do the sponsors get out of it?
Right, that's a really good question. Well, the promotional material that we put out for the class will always have our presenting sponsor. Mm-hmm. Anything we do with alumni will always have that presenting sponsor. So that would be Briggs and Capital Federal. Anytime we are mentioning the day, for instance, if More Valuation is sponsoring a portion of Economic Development Day, then anytime we mention anything about Economic Development Day, we would mention More Valuation is doing that as well. Mm-hmm. And then we would also put that on any of the handout material, any material that goes out to the media about that day would have that logo on it, as well as our presenting sponsor and Hy-Vee, and then whoever was providing lunch. So we try to do a really good job of thanking our sponsors, because We provide, if you want to sponsor a day, it's a $600 sponsorship, and we feel that it's a value for an individual to want to sponsor a day. If you're in a restaurant, something would like to sponsor lunch for one of the days, we would welcome that, and people can get a hold of me at shack@lawrencechamber.com if that's something that they would like to do. We just, you know, we have continually had a lot of great support in this community. And as you say, many of them are alumni of the program, but many of them have just heard about it and mm-hmm. would like to be a part of
well,
it.
Well, I mean, when they're giving them money, though, to me, you know, as a business owner, too, I think that they're probably feel like it's an investment in the community,
not
just about getting their
yeah.
their name out there. Well, it's an investment in the community yeah. and the future, I would think.
And some of our sponsors, for instance, Stevens Brand or Barbara Emerson, have asked to have an individual in the class. I mean, apply for the class. Mm-hmm. It's not you sponsor, you get a slot in the class.
Right.
There are programs that are run that way. Ours is not. But companies realize the benefit to their employees mm-hmm. for going through the program because they do have a better understanding of self and a better understanding of this community, and I think they're stronger for having graduated from the program.
And talking about that, graduating from the future, when you're creating these leaders and stuff or future leaders, they're mm-hmm. learning all these things about the community, which are quite fascinating. I just think opening up your eyes, being able to go into some of the social services things
right.
we were to see that I had not been in. You know,
right.
I've been around different things all my life, but I had not been in there. I had actually, you know, we went to the Douglas County Jail one day and
mm-hmm.
checked that out. That
mm-hmm.
was pretty interesting. That was probably our least favorite meal.
So what is wrong with egg salad? Yes, we ate exactly what the residents of the jail
yes.
ate that day.
But it was interesting because I had not been there before.
Yeah.
So that
well, that's
was
good to know.
But it was fascinating to see, and just to see across the board when you're going to this, the dedication of the people working at the jail, the
yes. better
people
yes.
of the people working at social services.
Right. Right.
Are people really committed to not only their work, but really being a part of the community?
Right.
And I guess the question is, as we're talking about this, how do you see these members becoming involved,
sure.
these people becoming and actually making an economic
right.
impact on
right.
Lawrence?
Right. Well, that is the outcome that we hope for every person that's mm-hmm. gone through Leadership Lawrence, that what you have done when you complete is find your passion, what really interests you, and maybe it's social services, maybe it's government, maybe it's you know, doing volunteer work for the city or, you know, working with kids and then act on it and have the skills then with the leadership training to act on that. We did a survey this past year of the last five classes, including your class,
mm-hmm.
and asked people to list the civic organizations, social service agency, boards, commissions, whatever they were a part of. We had 137 different civic organizations and boards and commissions that were represented by 150 people.
That's a
it
lot.
It is phenomenal.
That's a lot of organizations.
It's a lot of organizations. And, it ranged from civic groups like Rotary and Sertoma
mm-hmm.
to alumni organizations,
right.
you know, to Healthcare Access and Willow, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything in between. School boards, city commission, county commission, planning commission, parks and rec board, BZA. There are so and now we have HRC. We have folks in that have been to appointed and elected positions, but we have a ton of them that are in just volunteer positions, and that's the whole deal, is to find your passion and to act on it, and then we will help facilitate that. However,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have recommended people will email me, we're looking for somebody for Independence Inc. We need somebody for the board. Can you give me some ideas? I will shoot an email out to the class, anybody interested, or I will know of somebody, connect
mm-hmm.
with them, and connect them with the agency. It's happened from City Hall. It's happened from the county. It's happened from other boards and commissions, and then volunteer social service agencies. So there's a lot of connectivity there between the Leadership Lawrence program and some of these organizations.
Well, that is one of the things when talking about the diversity of the classes. When being in the class, I was able to meet people having not grown up in Lawrence.
Sure.
I was born in Lawrence, mm-hmm. but I didn't grow up in mm-hmm. Lawrence, and then I went to KU here and have lived here. It was interesting to me to just to be able to meet people across in a lot of different areas
yes.
that I just don't run into. They're right. not in my kid's school. Mm-hmm. They're not, working. You know, we all put our heads down
yeah,
and are working
kind of
all day.
Isolation.
So you kind of get, yeah. you realize that you get isolated. You get mm-hmm. isolated. So mm-hmm. it was just nice to all of a sudden now know people in all these different areas
right.
that really can open your eyes. And if you have a question about something, you have somebody you can call that maybe can answer that
right.
question, or at least direct
right.
you to somebody that can
right.
answer your question
right.
so you can really have that
right.
kind of I hate to say, when they talk networking,
it's not
business oriented,
no, exactly,
which I think is.
Exactly. And I think that's the difference. I think there are leadership programs that the whole concept is that if you're going to buy insurance, you're going to buy it from this person in your class. You know,
mm-hmm.
now this person's got 35 new customers. I mean, if that happens for people, that's wonderful, but that's not the primary purpose. It is networking in terms of finding that niche and getting people to help you get there.
Right, which makes yeah. sense. And the business aspect, obviously, this is a business magazine,
yep.
and you have a lot of people that are in business that are in leadership Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we also try to do in the magazine is talk about business isn't just owning a shop down
right.
in Lawrence. It's not just or having a manufacturing place. When we talk about business, there's so many different aspects of business. We try to, as we say in quotes, you're trying to redefine the concept of business.
Sure, sure.
It's people. The United Way has to function
as a business
in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Jeremy in here, farmer from Just Food. That is an incredible organization that they have to function as a business.
Absolutely.
They have to make, they have to fund it so
mm-hmm.
that they have to have
mm-hmm.
a business side. Do the schools are a business,
mm-hmm.
the university?
Mm-hmm.
So things that are not necessarily a, quote, business, listing,
right.
When you're talking about things, but they are really, they have to run as a business.
Mm-hmm.
They have an economic impact on our town.
Yes, they do.
And trying to have people see things from that impact, that from that different angle, I think is
mm-hmm.
is very key.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And when you're going forward, like this next year,
mm-hmm.
Are you guys making any changes or adapting? What are the anything new happening this year that would be?
We shifted Social Service and Government Day. That was
mm-hmm.
a huge change.
Shifted them.
Oh, we changed that. Yeah, we put one in December and one in January. So that was big. No, it just fit better with the competencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were more purposeful about the organization of the topics by how they fit with the competencies.
Okay.
So that's the only thing. We know we're working. Wellness Day being a new concept last year, we're spending quite a bit of time working on that mm-hmm. to make sure, wellness has a huge economic impact on a community, and there mm-hmm. are data to show that a community that stresses wellness is a community that has a better workforce, that has lower unemployment and lower absenteeism and things like that. So we are working very hard on that day. Some of the days will not change appreciably from last year because we feel very good about what we did and the survey results. We survey the class at
mm-hmm.
the end of every time. They bore that out. We got good feedback. The classes are very honest.
Mm-hmm.
if the wheels fall off of a day, and they can,
mm-hmm.
the class will tell us, and that's really helpful. It isn't that we don't know that. Oh my gosh, what's going on? So it's not that we don't sense that, but it's helpful to have that feedback, and we always address those issues. And then there are some things that we're not going to change because we think, in the big picture, they're important. We also know going in that there are going to be some things that you're going to do that are going to resonate, and you're going to go out of that day just feeling higher than a kite. It's just so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some days, and on that same day, there are going to be people who are going to go, I could not wait for that to get over. And that's just, that's just the way it is. We know it's hit some people and miss on others, but we think over the year, everybody has had these great epiphanies about something within themselves or something about Lawrence, Kansas.
That's great. Now, one of the things, if people want to talk more about Leadership
mm-hmm.
Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
they can go to the website.
Absolutely.
Designed, by Kern Group.
Yes.
But they can go to the website, leadershiplawrence.org.
Yes.
They can also go through to the chamber website,
mm-hmm.
Lawrence Chamber. leadershiplawrence.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a Leadership Lawrence link there. There's more information about the program. They can get your email there as well, so they can email you if they have any questions.
Yeah.
They can find out about who's graduated from the Leadership Lawrence classes if they're interested in kind of the history of Leadership Lawrence.
Right.
And what we're doing is each, you know, each week, as we, this is really, to me, really interesting. We're trying to talk about, you know, business. This is not necessarily, Leadership Lawrence itself isn't a business, but it's, but it is in many ways. It's affecting business, and it's infecting the overall city and stuff, and trying to train people to be better leaders, to really trying to accomplish things instead of just feeling like you're sitting around. Oh, I wish something to get done.
Correct.
Trying to get people to motivate them and part of the process, which is important. If
you want to get absolutely.
Well, this has been very informative and interesting, and our listeners can get links to the chamber site and from our magazine at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. They can like us on Facebook again for updates. And each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And we will have, next week, we'll put on our thing who our guest is going to be next week. But I just want to thank you, Sue. This has been really informative.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to be Leadership Lawrence class. Again, if you're working on your application now, make sure you get it in by the August 2nd deadline.
Right.
You're going to have then, when do you announce that
The class? Announcement reception will be September the 18th. From 5:30 to 7 at Landmark National Bank, their 6th Street location. And it'll probably, the list of the class will probably be in the Journal World that morning.
Okay.
And so we will launch to our 31st class.
Now, when you do those launches, you have, you invite other former Leadership Lawrence,
those are open to the public. Right. The reception's open to the public. The alumni luncheon, which is the following week, which is part of the opening retreat, is for Leadership Lawrence alumni only. But the announcement reception and graduation are open to the public.
That's great. Well, thank you, Sue. This has
been
wonderful.
Well, thank you, Ian. I really enjoyed it.
And we'll see you soon. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
This is 1320 KLWN Lawrence. Fox News Radio Update is next.